This film shows the testing of a new explosive fill on a warhead. And the Air Armament Center at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida is responsible for the deployment and testing of all air-delivered weaponry coming from the United States. And the film was shot on 72-millimeter government-issue film, and that red dot is a marking on the government-issue film. All living white tigers in North America are the result of selective inbreeding. That would be mother to son, father to daughter, sister to brother, to allow for the genetic conditions that create a saleable white tiger, meaning white fur, ice blue eyes, a pink nose. And the majority of these white tigers are not born in a saleable state and are killed at birth. It's a very violent process that is little known, and the white tiger is obviously celebrated in several forms of entertainment. Kenny was born, he actually made it to adulthood. He has since passed away, but was mentally retarded and suffers from severe bone abnormalities. This, on a lighter note, is at George Lucas's personal archive. This is the Death Star, and it's shown here in its true orientation. In the context of Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, it's mirror images presented. They flip the negative. And you can see the photo-etched brass detailing and the painted acrylic facade. In the context of the film, this is a deep space battle station of the Galactic Empire, capable of annihilating planets and civilizations. And in reality, it measures about 4 feet by 2 feet. This is at Fort Campbell in Kentucky. It's a military operations on urbanized terrain site, where essentially they've simulated a city for urban combat. And this is one of the structures that exists in that city. It's called the World Church of God. It's supposed to be a generic site of worship. And after I took this photograph, they constructed a wall around the World Church of God to mimic the setup of mosques in Afghanistan or Iraq. And I worked with MetaVR, who creates virtual simulations for the Army for tactical practice. And we put that wall around the World Church of God and also used the characters and vehicles and explosions that are offered in the video games for the Army, and I put them into my photograph. This is live HIV virus at Harvard Medical School, who's working with the US government to develop sterilizing immunity. And Al-Hura is a US government-sponsored Arabic language television network that distributes news and information to over 22 countries in the Arab world. It runs 24 hours a day, commercial-free. However, it's illegal to broadcast Al-Hura within the United States. And in 2004, they developed a channel called Al-Hura Iraq, which specifically deals with events occurring in Iraq and is broadcast to Iraq. Now I'm going to move on to another project I did. It's titled The Innocents. And for the men in these photographs, photography had been used to create a fantasy, contradicting its function as evidence of a truth. In these instances, it furthered the fabrication of a lie. I traveled across the United States photographing men and women who had been wrongfully convicted of crimes they did not commit, violent crimes. And I investigate photography's ability to blur truth and fiction and its influence on memory, which can lead to severe, even lethal consequences. For the men in these photographs, the primary cause of their wrongful conviction was mistaken identification. A victim or eyewitness identifies a suspected perpetrator through law enforcement's use of images.